Blog Talk Radio. bones. You indeed took over my soul. Understand. I couldn't breathe if he ever said. Get on my knees till they bloody red. See, I don't know if you get it yet. He's like the lighter to my cigarette. I never knew another human life could have the power to take over mine.
Whatever it is, let me make you smile as warm as June when it's it all in. Loving the hue that you exude is such a sweet surrender. Life's short, so please remember. Just catch good vibes, feel the sway of the breeze. Let it take you to ecstasy. Up, up and away, let it take you away. Catch good vibes, feel the sway of the breeze. Let it take you to ecstasy. Up, up and away, let it take you away. Catch good vibes.
I don't call it cuffing. I just call it loving. We don't break up in the summer. And we don't keep it undercover, yeah. This is something more than just a couple days. Can't let it last, never go. I step away. When the seasons change, it doesn't mean nothing. Cause I just wanna love you all, yeah. I just wanna love you.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Poetic Therapy. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio. It's the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links, LLC. Why the average? When you can be raw. And I got my Raw Links on. Y'all need to get on over there and get you some. You can find Raw Links on Facebook. I think it is Raw Links Be Raw at Facebook.com. And you can also locate them on Amazon. I want to give a big shout out to the CEO of Epiphany Radio and the CEO of Raw Links, a very good friend of mine, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Without this platform, without him, there would be no Epiphany Radio. So thank you. The dial-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 319-527-6300. And I see some of y'all with your hands up, but I also see some of y'all just listening. That's all right. You can put your hand up and participate. I won't bite unless you want me to. I'm going to start off the show with one of my pieces, and then I'm going to get to opening up these mics. This one is called She is a Woman. She still encourages them to love, but as she tried on her unknown lover in her dreams, her reality was blinded by his beautiful energy. And she's lost some of herself because she'd stopped taking time to admire the flowers. Still, she is woman. Though her smile is always genuine, a heartbroken shattering stays hidden by it. Because sometimes it isn't always in the tears which shows the pain. Sometimes it's in between the heartbeats where the question lies, was the love given in vain? And they say that the eyes tell everything, but if you really look at her, you can sometimes catch her looking away from her friends to protect their hearts from the wreckage that she really is. Because she is love, and they may never recover if they bear witness to what she endured. Nonetheless, always encourage, enlighten, uplift, and spread light, even when she can't find her light in her dark. No matter the battle she's endured, how she's labeled on any platform, in all eyesight of any walk-through door, she still, she is all woman. For every life brought forth into this world, every wound bandaged and kissed, every labor of love, a tear is always falling because love will always be the priority in her life. She is creative. She is talented. She is intelligent. She is love. She is a woman. And that's that piece. Now I'm going to get over here and I'm going to open up this first microphone to C-34 Music. Hey, C-34, welcome back. You're welcome to Poetic Therapy. How are you?
You know, you're a very busy woman, and I admire your dedication to the craft of poetry. I mean, I don't know if it's been every day this week you've been on. You've got shows. But, yes, I salute you, Black Queen. Let's put it like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, for real.
Wow, thank you. You know,
you're very welcome.
Epiphany is my not just my poetry platform, but it's my soul tribe and my poetry family. So I'm always here. I'm always around. You can definitely find me here with Epiphany. thank you very much.
And you must love this poetry game. And I can see that.
Oh, yeah.
So salute to you, definitely.
Thank you. You know, I have a lot of admiration for you and what you do with our pieces and putting the sounds behind it and just, you know, you elevate them by doing that. So I appreciate that, too. And I appreciate you as a poet as well because your wordplay, I wish I could do that. Just take, you know, you take from every show, every song, and you just put it into a piece, and it just flows right. I can't do that. I'll be in here scratching my – I'd have a bald spot trying to get that chippy up into a piece like you do. So it's pretty dope. So.
Hey, thank you very much. I mean, sometimes you lose sleep on it, and you got to make sure you stay hydrated. Today was no exception. I almost fell out like Wendy Williams today.
Oh,
but,
Lord. No, you don't want to
do
that.
Yeah, which shows that I'm getting older, and I better take care of myself a little bit better.
Well, you know, water is the ultimate refresher. And, you know, it's widely available. It's a pretty good thing to keep on hand.
Yeah, it is. I'm learning so much. I should know this by now, but, you know, sometimes you get hard-headed and busy.
Yeah, we have a tendency to do that, especially as we get up there in our years. I've noticed I've gotten a little rebellious, you know, against time, but you can't really do anything about it. So, yeah, I understand. We tend to neglect ourselves. We are our we can be the worst caretakers for ourselves, even though this relationship is going to be with us until the end of our days that we have with ourselves.
Right.
So, you know, we'll get better.
And I did have a question for you, and it pertains to what happened two nights ago.
Okay.
Which angel are you? Beyonce, Kelly, or Michelle?
I'm going to tell you something. As much as I like Beyonce's music, I stay with Chocolate. I'm Chocolate Girl from Kelly.
Oh, you picked my favorite one. Thank the Lord. Yeah, I was always doing Kelly, so let's be real.
Okay. I mean, Beyonce is my girl now. She gets it in. I love her versatility. And she is, she has all different ways of expressing herself with her voice. I don't care for her too much as an actress, but
please don't talk about her Hallmark movies. Please don't talk about her Hallmark movies. I saw that one, that Christmas movie. I'm like, why don't you just go in the song right now?
Some people, you know, they're good at one thing and another thing, you know, they just don't need to quit their day job about. But her music will always have a place in my heart, because she's always singing a story of mine, you know. So but Kelly wins hands down when it comes, if I have my choice to be come back as one of them, it'd be Kelly. I'm sorry. Okay, you know. Michelle's too skinny. I'm sorry. She is just the top is so bony. Okay. I don't even know how she became part of Destiny's Child, but, I mean, it is what it is. That's Hollywood for you.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good. You know what I thought you were going to ask me, though? I thought you were going to ask
what?
Me about the collab that I did with my other diva.
Yeah, I already handled it. I've already handled that question with anonymity and the rest of them. I've already handled that, so
okay.
I've already got my answer.
So okay.
If you heard the playback, you know what's up.
That's what's up. That is definitely what's up. All right, well, thank you for that. I didn't listen to the playback yet, but I will.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
please.
I'm always doing something, but I'm definitely going to listen to the playback. Now, what I want to know is, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? I almost slipped up and used the question that I asked on the Love Zone, which is now the Erotic Love Zone, okay?
Yeah, I see that. Mm-hmm. Okay, what did I bring to have some poetic therapy, which I need?
Yes.
Okay, I brought this piece called The Pain in My Soul.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I don't want to give power to it or bestow authority. It's just that the pain in my soul is excruciating. It takes me off focus, off kilter. It disfigured my equilibrium. I'm unbalanced in anxiety and drains my passion. Depression, anger, and sadness. An unhealthy rage takes action. I cannot explain what happened. My nerve reacts to electrical surges that hurts me. I've cut down on the sugar on purpose, but my mental thoughts won't stop. I need deep sleep, but my mind embraces the genius, the creativity of music, symphonies. Direct the symposium where my thesis is written without teasing, but within reason. Spilling acid in the laboratory. Exposing my dexterity being recorded, no rest until I'm done accordingly. Sampling specifications from the specimens in my arsenal, the plethora of sounds from genres that abruptly raise my hair follicles. My toenails pinches my skin to uncomfortable measures. Maybe I'm stubborn to always refuse to accept the messages that I need rest. I feel the stabbing like I'm constantly battling Jack the Ripper. I'm in this shower scene with a psycho, but God gave me this gift, so I won't give up. I do this without repentance as I represent his eminence. And I won't stop until he says it is finished and my flesh is pronounced dead to rights. So I'll grit and grind, yell in my car, command this pain in my body parts to stop. Sleep some more, take some naps. Can't die right now because this right here, you gotta have. Soak my feet in Epsom salt baths. Because when paradise calls, I'm walking in the hopes to hear, well done, my son, welcome in. My faithful servant, because what I do on this earth is worship. You see me working? Gotta go. I hear the music in these birds that are chirping. That's that piece.
Wow. Wow. What a way to tell somebody, look, what I need. Yeah? You listening? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me like you need some special time. I like that piece. That's on the,
It's definitely a message to myself on this one to remind myself, look, yeah, embrace your genius. Be creative, but there's a time limit where you got to rest. You're not going to give your best if you are tired.
Absolutely. You are so right with that one. I can't, you know what, I can't disagree with that. That's what's up, man. Well, I thank you for calling in and giving us that cheese. You know, that's more serious than a lot of your pieces that I've heard you do. And I like it when I hear a switch up in the norm from a poet. That's all right. It's all right. Thank you very much for that. Now, I'm going to send you to the therapist's office. You know, I have my female therapist and I have my male therapist, but I'm not too sure what the mental condition of my male therapist is because my diva VIP kind of has him a little lost and turned out. I don't know what she did to him. You know, I don't know what the conversation is, but yeah. So you might want to go next door to your female, you know, and talk to her.
See, this is why I take your advice. I take your advice very seriously. So I will go over to the female and I will lay my problems down. And
that's what I'm talking
I will get
about. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. All right, C-Double. Thank you very much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to you, La Perla Negra.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was C-Double 34 Music. I think I'm going to play a song for him. Yeah, what a guy's playing. I guess I'll play this one.
Thunder.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, everyone. This is Poetic Therapy. I am your host, LaPrella Negra, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and press that 1 to participate. I'd love you to. Now, before I open up this next microphone, I'm going to give you another piece of mine. This is called My Reason. My mind was left a mess, my head left spinning, and my heart was left in scattered pieces after so many heartbreaks that I believe love is just a beautiful flower which I may not touch. It's just to remain a mystery. So to keep my tears and hidden, and my pain-stricken face hidden used to be why the rain is my favorite. But after he loved me in my storm, making love in it became my favorite reason for it. Not just physical love, but spiritual. Because when his soul took to my life force, it was the measurement. And our energies combined is the salt of the earth. Purity. He helped me locate pieces of my scattered heart that I thought were carried away in the river of tears, misery. I'm caught up in him now, and I don't want to let go. He's the reason I stopped running. So he doesn't have to say, I love you. His eyes say it even when I'm not looking in them. The reason why two human loves create one divine. That is sacred. His love grew roots under my skin and never stopped sprouting flowers. And I plucked their petals all day, every day, like fermenting joyous fruit into a sacred wine, pouring just enough drops to last an eternity. He is the reason I trust again. And that's that piece. Now let me get to this next caller. I'll open up this mic to anonymity. Hey, how you doing? Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How are you tonight? Are you muted? Anonymity, are you muted?
You know, the whole time I'm talking and didn't realize that I was on mute. Like, okay, so
it happened.
But now you know I had to come out, show you some love tonight.
I appreciate it. Yeah,
everything
yes.
You've done for me. I mean, all week since this journey began. So yes, I was going to make time.
Oh,
can never have.
That's what's up.
Never get enough of this. So.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
I got excited. I'm good. I got excited when I seen your number. I was like, oh, that's what's up. Programs, David. I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah.
Tonight
awesome
will probably.
Show last night.
Oh, listen. See, I had a wonderful, excellent co-host. You might have heard of her, LaPrella Negra.
Yeah, I kind of heard of her.
something amazing. I mean. But, yeah, definitely, I appreciate that dope show, entry level, first time out, coming out, and, you know, that first show. I mean, who would ever thought, I didn't know what direction it was going to go, but Iron Sharpens Iron was definitely a hit. And look forward to more, you know, episodes.
Absolutely.
But I'm talking about poetic, but this poetic therapy thing. I knew there was a show tonight, but I just couldn't keep track of the lineup. So when I looked and I seen that, I'm like, wow. So it's an honor to be here.
Well, it's an honor to have you here. I mean, you're part of the Piffin family now, so you know the newness. After a while, newness is going to rub. You know, it's going to rub off, and it's just going, you know, flow organically. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you about this show we did last night, okay, called Iron Sharpens Iron. Okay, It is a critique show, but we are doing this to let you know about the potential that we see in you, not to hurt your feelings or to break you down or pick you apart. And last night was a hit. For it to be a jump-off show, the first part, man, this person right here on the line, Anonymity, aced it. You are actually a natural on the mic and handling the business of being a host. And it was an honor to work next to you. It really was. And I'm looking forward to many more shows. I think it's a hit. I really do.
You know, I appreciate you saying that, but as you say that, I cannot even go without giving shout out to all the energy that came into the room and the fire, the flame that walked into that room. I mean, we talked about it was a vision to say, okay, we're going to try to give some feedback. We're going to try to get, but it wasn't even that. It was like, no, this is inspiration, like where it was coming from. You're going to get honest feedback on Iron Sharpens Iron. And it's never like, it's like, listen, I appreciate art. So you can never come into a show and it not be appreciative. Because first thing, you're sharing.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a piece and in you, because you are the artist of your piece, as a listener, I just see where you can just take it to another level. You might not even agree with me, but I will offer you my honest opinion. That's what Iron Sharpens Iron is about. Because I also, if you hear me say a piece and it might take 2-3 callers for you to get in and you want to share with me some things, I am here for that. I am definitely here for that. So I do think it's going to be something amazing. And, yeah, man, it's like a workshop. You know, build me up. I heard pieces last night that had me in my bag, like, whoa. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing energy. So thanks and shout out to everybody who just supported, and you, Ms. LaPerlinagre. You, that's all I can say. So you. So thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we got some pretty awesome poets that come through, man. You ain't heard nothing yet. Just wait. You know, we had some killers on there last night, but just wait and see what else is going to come through. You really, it's going to do something for you. It really is. This poetry thing is amazing, and I love it. It is actually, it's a passion. And once again, I got to give a shout out to one of my oldest and dearest friends for bringing me out of my shell. If it wasn't for him, nobody would have known who I was, you know. I mean, my family knows, but other than that, nobody would have known who I was. And that's my, you know, that's the CEO, retiree of Epiphany Radio, for real, the poet. What's up, Larry? Baby.
I'm
gonna
open up the eye. Had that biggie rocking last night. I was bouncing.
You weren't the only one. That's what's up, definitely.
Yeah, but big,
I ain't going to open up your mic just yet, for real. Yeah, it's dope. It's very dope. And I love Epiphany. I'm going to tell you something. Wild horses couldn't drag me away from Epiphany Radio. On some real shit. Yeah, this is my fucking tribe right
love.
Here.
Yes. Guys, look, it's real. I mean, it's real. Oh, yeah. The love is real. I mean, it's not. It is everything that you hear night in and the, you know, the hunger for it. Oh my God, the energy.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So, I'm just, hey, it's a movement. That's what I feel. I feel a movement.
Oh yeah. So. Oh yeah. We around. Now, Anonymity. What did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because I know you came through with something.
Oh, yeah, I definitely have something. It was poetic therapy. And I remember when I remember being on the Get Down a couple weeks back, and behind the scenes I talked to the brothers, Van and J-Rob, the wise son, and I said it was a piece I would never do. I would never want to bring the crowd down. He was about that. And I said, wow, this is a platform for everything. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything. So I'm going to share a piece that it got heartstrings attached to it, and it's one of my earlier pieces when I began writing, when I discovered my love for writing. So I'll share that piece tonight.
All right, the mic is yours.
Sometimes I wish the pain would just go away. Tired of living in the world where the repressed memories hidden in my mind continue to resurface, causing a blur to cross my heart as a reminder that, yes, I have been hurt. I have experienced enough traumas to cause me to question my own faith in God sometimes. I have held on to oppression so tight that I've witnessed calluses forming upon my palms since losing faith in the concept of letting go and letting God. So how can I find strength from reading daily in the book of Psalms when I'm really questioning what has God done for me lately? You see, I'm tired of living in a world where experience is a perfect preacher, where I've been baptized in puddles of my own tear-filled emotions, crucified by the sins of a father where hopefully my sacrifice saved him because I forgave him when he decided to pose a mere threat on the breath of my life. I'm talking about that day when I was 18 years of age and it was his quest to witness a miracle through a defiance of death. So he placed a gun to my chest and simply blasted away. I wonder, did he pray? Or did he even cry? Or just try to justify his actions? But I would never be able to ask him since he committed suicide, forming another fucked up memory to remain suppressed in my mind like life's a fucking game and I'm just a pawn set up for someone else to win. Placed in a position where my every breath is a sacrifice. Count it strategically for the purpose of someone else's gain, so I don't look forward to sunny days. I'd rather bask in the rain to hide the tears of a man who's afraid of being emotionally attached to anyone or anything that can hurt him, and that's a fucking shame, because through it all, the world gets to see me smile. When all I could do for a while was just wish the pain would go away. So I hope it makes sense when I tell you that I never chose poetry. But poetry chose me through suicidal thoughts where ink bleeds of better days and a vision of hope can be composed through a distorted view of reality. Through the psychosis of my alter ego introduced to y'all as anonymity, where he writes the beautiful expressions of love seen through the eyes of one who has never experienced darkness. But this poem is not written by him today. This poem is written through the eyes of the real me, the poet that sees the darkness of a sunrise, the inner child who obsessed with his own death, so he cried and reminisced of the day he almost met his demise when he was introduced to his mother through the color of blue. See, she knew that trials and tribulations would be definitive upon my life, so I screamed through the sacrifice of silent tears, which formed the rose from the concrete, protected by thorns. So don't you mourn for this poet. It would only weaken my foundation as I weather the storm. Instead, form a metaphoric hero for this poet and watch me transform from a cold-hearted expression to a lukewarm embrace as I trace your smiles upon my lips and feel your joys upon my face, knowing finally I've been saved. And peace.
Whoa. Yo. Wow. There's a lot of emotion in this story that you just told. That wasn't just a poem. That was a story. You told, and you're very transparent in that. Man, there's one part where you said, I didn't choose poetry. Poetry chose me. Man, I don't know what to start with, honestly. The whole piece was incredible. That must have been very emotional for you to write and to to do just now, because let me tell you one thing.
One thing about it was, believe it or not, this poem was my redemption song. This poem is like, yeah, fuck all that. Let me get this shit out. Let me acknowledge how I feel. And boom, let me hurdle that. Let me get over that. And I'll tell you, because that's an old poem, it took me to get that out to really and truly get past it. Like, when it was poetic therapy, I was like, you know what? I think I got a piece. I'm going to go on. Like, it got me this here. I'm going to tell you, the Epiphany family got me it got me literally, actually just doing things that I said I wasn't going to ever do. I say one word, blasphemy, I'll leave that alone. It's honor, man, to have this platform. So I actually shared that tonight only because I wanted to give an opportunity to, number one, I felt as though it's the right platform for it. And number two, mm-hmm. Sometimes, we write about things and sometimes we avoid things purposely, and then we call it writer's block. But sometimes mm-hmm. the things that we don't want to write about are the things that is calling us to write.
Absolutely.
And when you heed that call, when you do, what comes from it is therapy. And this here is actually one of my favorite poems because it's real.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about.
It's a good, man. Listen, this is that's the thing about this art. That's the thing about what this art brings to us. It can take you anywhere. And even now, spitting this piece, knowing that, I'm a survivor. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a survivor. Like, I don't even hide behind it. I don't even try to hide it. Like let's keep it decent. Like, come on, man. Like, what? Like, I deal with a little bit of PTSD. No, I'm not crazy. No, I don't trip out. None of that. Not at all. Nope. But sometimes if you see me get up in the middle of the night and I go and you'll see me sit on the edge of bed and take a deep breath and things like that. And right there, my dream's kind of fucked up.
It happens. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it happens, and yes, you do have to be honest with yourself about it, because trying to lie to yourself is like trying to lie to God. You can't do it. You can't do
right.
it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, but you realize that the greatest thing about anything, anything you're going through, like, I'm going to keep it real with you. I have a degree in psychology, and I will say that there is not a person within earshot of this call ever that can't be diagnosed with something. Like, we all go through something. It's just that people, we're not taught to talk about it. We're not taught to address it. We're taught to just get over it and act like it didn't happen. And then we have certain types of outbursts or certain types of things that really and truly affect our society as a people. Because mm-hmm. we're probably the only culture that doesn't try to build us up. It doesn't mm-hmm. try to. In our communities, we see that. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
but it's real. We're humans. We're human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So we go through it just as much as anyone else, and address your issues. Like, the big part about it is once you can come to grips with it, then you can overcome it. Then you can overcome it. So, for those that have a love of this art. if you haven't, I don't know, some people do get stuck in certain genres. I would definitely encourage them to just sometimes walk right into the fire
mm-hmm.
and breathe in the fire and let it pour and let it come out and let it go ablaze.
Absolutely.
And then.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And see the growth that comes from that look. Mm-hmm. But it was my honor to stop through, come through and holler at y'all for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So I know I took up some time, but man, I just had to come through and show you some love. So,
well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I'm going to send you over there to the therapist's office. You go in there, grab yourself a glass of wine. C-Double might still be in the female's office, so you can knock on Roberto's door and see if he's open to taking some patients right now. And just go in there, put your feet up, take your socks off, baby, baby. One love,
baby,
one mic.
Baby. One love, one mic to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Anonymity, one of the newest family members to the Epiphany family. I'm going to do this for you real quick.
In the stuff.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than biz. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the bullshit, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging niggas when I caught a buzz, I'm thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, it wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepared my ass for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, was it my fault? Something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bit. Back on the scene at 14, broke a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in the dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only motherfucker I'd head off in my last. Just another little nigga headed nowhere fast.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
That ain't the half. Shit gets worse as I get older. Actions become bolder. Heart got cold. Chip on my shoulder that I dared a nigga to touch. Didn't need a click cause I scared a nigga that much. One deep with the pitch, starting shit for kick. Catching Vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick. Used to get high just to get by. Used to have to puff my L in the morning before I could fly. I ate something, couple of 40s made me hate something. I
after some coke, now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later, showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut or give a fuck how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life. Shit like this, kept a nigga with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm fucking it up. Slipping, falling, can't get up.
Hey yo, I'm slipping, falling, I can't get up. I'm slipping, falling, can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
Wasn't long before I hit rock bottom. Niggas talking shit like, damn, look how that got him. Open like a window, no more endo. Look at a video, say to myself, that could have been yo. Ass on the TV, believe me, could be done. Something got to give, got to change, now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty, and that means no more getting high, drinking 40. So I get back, looking tight, slick again. Fake niggas jump back on my dick again. Nothing but love for those that know how it feel. And much respect to all my niggas that kept it real. Kept a nigga strong, kept a nigga from doing wrong. Niggas know who they is, and this is your fucking song. And to my boo, who stuck with a nigga do? All the bullshit, you get yours, because it's due.
Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
I'm a wounded healer. I've never been afraid to be the strange that I want to be in this world, but telling the truth made them hurt me. So healing is lonely work. Even though I'm the one who everyone would come to for uplift, there are times when the question would arise in me from prying eyes and eyes. Where's the healer supposed to go to when she has issues? I simply say, away from it. See, we never actually completely heal from our trauma. We just decide one day to let it go. That is the key. Yet to be in protest of giving of myself would bring about a litany of stressful calls from ones who've done nothing but salivate at having the chance to push fury and vitriol from their jealous hearts at me. Some even call me bad company. And my heart is a little black and blue from being put in clumsy hands. So I'm open but guarded. And when others come for it, They say my standards are a little high. But really, it's just walls I've built to sever the ties that bind. I set them because I learned that without boundaries, anyone can access you. But chance I'm just not willing to take anymore. I almost forgot how beautiful my smile is. Still, I persevere, keeping my head to the sun with a rebel soul and a heart on the run. I found forever, and I found myself.
Don't know who to trust, it's the sign. Eye for an eye, till we all go blind. Cool to the touch, so cold inside. Give me between the
going back and forth. Now you say that I'm a fool, takes one to know one. We running round in circles, running circles, yeah. I just want the truth, wishing you won't tell me. I take it all to heart, even if it kills me. We running round in circles, running circles, yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and this is Poetic Therapy. This is the For Real Entertainment Network. Epiphany Radio is what you're listening to, and this is sponsored by Raw Links, LLC. Why be average when you can be raw? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. You know, go ahead and press that 1 and participate. I love you, too. It is now 10 minutes after the 10 o'clock hour. You have approximately 50 minutes to get up in here before Blog Talk Lady cuts you off. But she ain't got no chill. I'm going to open up this next microphone to, man, Quincy up in the building. What's up, Steven?
Hey.
Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Man, this is a treat. I'm getting spoiled now. You can't come in here like this all, you know, start coming in here regularly and then we ain't going to hear from you.
That's funny. and then I pressed one early today. I ain't going to do it
when
the last minute like I usually do.
Yes,
I'm so bad about that.
That's
I'm enjoying
right.
your
That's
show.
Right.
How you doing?
Good. I'm good. I am actually good. I'm enjoying the weather when my allergies ain't kicking me in my ass. But I'm good. You know, enjoying
right
my grandbaby. Yes.
I love it.
Got some new pictures
it.
Of
yes.
him. Yes.
It's on your page. I'm going to go check. Did you put it on your page?
I didn't post it yet. Okay. I just got it sent to me, so I'm posted when the show is over. Oh my God. He's a sweetie. He really is. As long as he gets his booby juice, he's happy. Yes. And I just found out he likes that song, Hakuna Matata from The Lion King.
Yep.
That's awesome. He just looks at the screen. Anything else he ain't paying no mind to with the screen. But when that song comes on, he is just locked in. And you know me and
I
got to sing it.
That's so cute.
Drive
you crazy when he's older with the same, like, playing the same songs over and over in the same movie.
Girl, don't even get me started on that. When my two oldest were little, The Lion King was the favorite movie, and Goodnight Moon was their favorite bedtime story. I knew every word, every line in that movie, and every word in that book from front to back to front, because that's all they wanted me to read them, and that's all they wanted to watch. Every single day. And look, I call myself being slick, right? When I went to go read them the book one night, I called myself flipping a couple pages past, and they was like, that's not how it goes. All right, y'all. But that's the babies, man. You gotta love them. And I thought, you know what? The show last night was a brand new show we introduced here on Epiphany. Iron Sharpens Iron, but that awesome guy Anonymity. He's new to the Epiphany family, but you kind of threw him for a loop. I was trying to give him a heads up, give him a warning that you're a beast on the mic, you know, but they had to see for themselves. So, yes, you went in. That's right. That's right. That's definitely. Funny. And just like Poetic said, you are always an inspiration when we hear your pieces, you know, because you do the thing to us, man. You really do.
I was just trying to follow instructions last night. For a change.
Girl, you bring it all the time, and I love it. I love your poetry. So what did you bring tonight?
So I brought some new stuff from one of my workshops recently, and I hope I didn't do this already, because if I did, I'm sorry, because it's only like a week old, but I might have done it. I don't remember. So if it sounds familiar,
you ain't gotta apologize. Girl, look, the mic is yours.
But it's pretty bad that I can't remember. It's only a week old and I cannot remember. I wrote it on the 27th. So how can I not remember if I shared it?
Because you boss lady. Boss lady. It's just like that, girl. It's like that.
That's rough. That is rough. Because I'm like, did I do this Thursday? I don't think I did this Thursday with them. So I hope not.
That's all right. Whatever you bring, poetry is timeless. If you wanted to say it every day, it's all good. Because it's always new to somebody else, okay?
Right. So, that's true. And I know a few poets that have stuff that I love hearing it every time they spit it.
That's what I'm talking about. There are chosen few, you know, pieces that I can listen to again and again and again and still get something out of them every single time. Like, damn, you know, just have a different perspective every single time. And then there's always that one favorite part in that poem that you can't wait for them to get to.
Yes.
So it's all right, girl.
That is so
good.
True.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that.
Appreciate you too. And whenever you're ready, it's yours.
Thank you. Is my sound okay?
Girl, you crystal clear.
Thank you. When I see love, I actually see gray gravel knee scrapes, burnt hand from radiator of van, the flip side offering palms full of dreams. When I see gold, I actually see tarnish, images of a fairy tale wedding that was never desired, but after torrential pour, crossing a moat sounds best. Give me the castle, not the slipper, because I'm tired of slipping. When I see blue bonnets, I actually see purple smears on sheet, scathing line through an underlying issue never addressed sweeps under a purple paisley duvet and my ink dripping until it dries the secret out to fade. When I see ivory, I actually see goosebumps on my five-year-old arms as reactions to Martin Luther King's words in my first grade class. I see little pink squares approving my daily tardy arrival at Rosenberg after walking 8 blocks down Ball Street. When I see shadow, I actually see unselfish darkness, my lighthouse, my best friend who never leaves because I am worthy. Feet that love my songs of ambition, dance me into moves I make, even when depression wants me to throw in the towel. When I smell roses, I think of toothache, the never-ending, unshrinking kind, because alertness requires me to tiptoe around while reducing myself. When I smell vanilla, I think of death, Bible pages telling us leave thy father and thy mother, assuming we had both, go into union. When I smell eggplants, I think of a clean kitchen, family's mental health, father a leader, cooking amongst white walls and an island full of not-so-white teeth. When I smell sulfur-8, I think of wave caps and berets, how I always want to march but not in parades, and what it feels like to know Huey P. likely wouldn't have loved me back. I see the fight that's always been in me, even when unwanted. I can't stop trying to be an ally like she was to Rocky Yo Adrian. When I smell breath of sarcasm, I think of being stuck in ring, round and round, circles never tongue-tied, a vocal penny pincher because I don't want to buy, I want to go to Dubai, but only after giving more than I have. When I touch skin, I think I feel lonesomeness smothering me. Gray ash made from black and white, replays of gruesome CSI episodes. When I touch anything to my left, I think I feel betrayal, wishing I could have got left or he'd got right and gave a single fuck that I've been worried since I was 3. When I touch cotton, I think I feel baby blanket, but I really feel like failure. A loving mother so tired, it's hard to teach them to dream. When I touch cash, I think I feel freedom and poverty, conflicted that wealth be bottled for consumption, teeter-tottering ideas, pushing them up just to be let back down. When I touch sand or shell or seesaw or dick, I think I feel all emotion or none, like riding a seesaw. When I hear I love you, I really hear hate yourself some more. You stay with me or you took me back, merry-go-round. When I hear wedding bells, I really hear sirens. Glass shatters as soft as waves crash. 1982, sending Hurricane Alicia. I wish our toxicity ended when my son was 3. When I hear a breeze, tree leaves rattle, sounds of rain, I really hear my flaws as mother swaying back and forth, licked thoughts, whispers of you ain't enough. When I hear police dispatch, I really hear concern and mother's heartbreak, gunshots ringing, silencing of black breath or black baby breath because the world won't give them roses. When I hear Bootsy Collins, I really hear to myself singing to my soul, I'd rather be with you. And secret wishes to overcome tasks to take my strength back because I need my flowers too. When I taste red Kool-Aid, it reminds me of him. Louisiana voodoo, regretfully, no devil worship intended, and how my pores are infected for tears for him. When I taste rage, it reminds me of a lifetime wasted, poetic prize of bars to open hearts, sell only to seek validation, lost tributes because even on honeymoon there was red flags. When I taste the fruit of my labor, it reminds me of relentless dedication to the wrong one, guilt hiding in my taste buds for not perfecting the recipe of motherhood, and their knowing I love them from the deepest part of my core. When I taste my grandmother's cabbage, my attempt at good luck, it reminds me of disparity. Even though I often suffer, there's no system working against me. I wish my activist self really knew how hard it would have been for them once they were no longer in my womb. When I taste fish and fries, it reminds me of domestic violence, adolescent scars turning 35 years old, homegirls that fought for me, and an island that told the ocean to swallow us up and spit us out into the world to be phenomenal women, and that we are. In peace.
Damn.
Did I do that Thursday, Tanya? I can't remember.
You are such a phenomenal poet. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just stole somebody's word. You have this, girl, look, let me tell you something. I get lost in your flow, okay, because you spit like, it's unlike any other poet that I've heard, okay? If you did do it, I honestly don't know because I get lost in your other pieces, okay? And you make such strong. I love the sulfur eight joint. I mean everything. That's just phenomenal, women. That man, that piece was. And what's it called?
I just call it When I See, because that's how it starts. It don't even have a legit title. It's too new. I haven't got that far yet. Thank you.
That's all right. That's all right. I think, you know what? Now that I think about it, I think I did hear you do this. I don't know what night you've done it, but it doesn't even matter because I still need to hear it again and again to catch everything in there. I can't hear it enough, and that's how I feel about all your pieces. I can't hear them enough because you put so much into your pieces, so much of yourself into them, and your wordplay is crazy. I wish, okay, I'm like you know you like Speedy Gonzalez and I'm like Wile E. Coyote. I'm trying to catch up.
That's funny.
That's what's up. I mean, it's just the pieces. You're just a beautiful artist, man, and I love you. Man, that's what's up, definitely. And I want to thank you for coming in, showing support and love, you know, getting in here early this time. Well, it ain't that you got in here early. You raised your hand early this time because you're always here. I see you.
Yeah. That is true.
That's what's up, yo. And I heard you say you got something going on in your workshop. What's going on? Let us know.
Oh, no, this is from the workshop. Ed Mavery had a workshop for National Poetry Month, and this was our writing assignment from, like, Tuesday, I think, finished it up probably, okay. Or maybe it was from Wednesday. Yeah, so he is one of the assignments that he gave us. He always stretches our pen to the next level.
Okay, all right, that's what's up. All right, Miss Thang, I'm going to put you over there in the therapist's office. You can go on over there and knock on Roberto's door. I'm pretty sure his next speech. Grab yourself a glass of wine and sit back, put your feet up, take your socks off. Say the baby.
Thank
one
you. Love, have one a mic. Good night. Yeah. One love, one mic.
Oh, man, y'all, that was Gwen C. That is one of my favorite poets to come up in here. Oh, wow. I she just has a special way of spitting her pieces, and it's like she never runs out of things to say. She makes such a strong point all the time. Dope poet. Now, before I open up this next microphone, no, I gotta do this one more time. Right.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio. Your number one hit station.
This is Tom and you're listening to Epiphany Radio. The For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Epiphany Radio. You are in Poetic Therapy with La Perla Negra. I'm going to open up this next microphone to the CEO of Epiphany Radio. Hey, for real,
hey.
What's going on?
What is
Welcome
do?
To Poetic
baby,
Therapy.
Baby.
Baby,
hey,
baby.
Happy to be here.
Oh, man, I'm ecstatic that you're here. It's been a minute since I heard you on one of my shows. You know. Starting to feel a little neglected, but I'm good now. You have redeemed yourself. I appreciate it.
Neglection is good for the soul. You know what I'm saying? Neglection is good for the soul.
It does make
it's
the heart grow fonder.
It's
love.
Good to be missed. You know, it's good to be missed
is.
Sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
It is. It is, and I do. I miss you. I gotta admit, I do. I miss you from time to time.
I'm just saying, you know, after weeks and weeks of therapy, you know, I think the therapists forget that, you know, that the patient has become well. You know, the patient has become well. Sometimes, you know, that we want to get away from the therapy for a little bit, you know, and live amongst the normal. You know what I'm saying? So I've been well, but, you know, then I bumped my head and I had to come back and get some more therapy.
Well, I'm glad we are here for you, and that's what it's about. So, yeah, you come on in, take you know, put your feet up, take your socks off. You're going to be all right.
Yeah, baby, take your socks off, and baby. I'm just trying to tell you. I got some therapy from Gwen C. That was a nice therapeutic piece that she gave out. You know what I'm saying? I heard my little brother Sincerely do his thing. You know, that was therapeutic, very therapeutic. You know, I'm one that I love when people, you know, just go in, you know, not caring how the piece would be received, because, you know, or guarding themselves, you know what I'm saying, or you know, just monitoring themselves in their writing or whatever. When you write with your heart, with your feeling, your soul, and you're just putting that out there for a therapeutic reason, to release yourself of, you know, what you've been holding in, you know, the unguarded pain, so to speak. I'm into that, you know.
Yeah, I like that, the unguarded pen. I'm going to write that down because that feels like a piece.
I was going to ask you to write that down so I can remember. This time, remind me. Don't just write it down.
Okay. I'm putting it in here now. You know the number. Yes, I know.
I can't remember that I said it. That's the problem with me. So write it down. Remind me that I said that, Miss Pearlie.
I'm putting for real underneath of it, so it will be my reminder to remind you that you said it.
You might have to write, don't forget to tell him.
No, putting for real there is my prompt. That's my reminder. It's like tying a bow around my wrist. That's all I need.
Okay, well,
put your name next to me.
I've asked you to remind me several times, and y'all set me up, you and Mr. Poetic, and we have a show, and y'all wrote pieces about something that you're supposed to remind me about, and I was the only one that didn't have a piece on it. So, you know, so you can say what you want.
Okay. I have to say something real quick, because somebody's hitting a fact channel trying to steal that line that you just said. Okay.
Who was that?
The unguarded pen. It's a person that goes by the name of Poetic. Stealing stuff.
I had a feeling that would be the person. See? That's why I said this would be a setup. You know. And I show up
too late.
The only person without, I'll be the only person to show up with a piece not written about that. Poetic,
well,
know
what
I'm talking about.
We're going to have to share them words, because I called it first, okay?
Just remind me that I said it so I can write about it. I'm going to write it down self. What was it again? Unguarded pen.
The unguarded pen.
I'm writing
like
it for real seriously. How you so guarded?
G-U-A-R-D-E-E-D.
I got it. I was just joking. I'm serious. I wrote it down, so never mind.
I'm getting out of the inbox. I ain't going to be able to concentrate looking at these damn words. Folks are saying stuff.
I know. I'm getting inbox as well.
I'm ready to open up that mic, but I'm behave.
Yeah, don't do it, because then, you know, I'll hear echoes of myself. That's all I'll hear.
Well,
you know what I'm talking about.
I know, but that disruption won't take place this time, I don't think, because we just need a rundown, you know. But I can do it myself, but, you know, there's a hierarchy that takes place that's supposed to handle that part. You know, so, but it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. I'll give it a try. I'll do my best. Okay. You know, but it's great to hear from him. I'm glad you're in here. And then you came through last night and was so right on time with that song request, man. That was dope. That was awesome. You threw Biggie up in there.
I was bored.
Baby.
I was stuck at work. Yeah, I was. I'm thankful that I was able to get in. You know, it was a beautiful show. Wonderful show.
It, It was. Thank you. I really enjoyed doing that with him, you know, and I look forward to many more, you know. That's what's
I'm glad that I was able to get in here as well, you know, before I can make my way to the plantation. I said, let me stop on by. So
I appreciate that. Yes, yes. I got to get on over that end one day so I can get a tour of the, you know, the new stuff. Okay.
I'm not sure.
I knew you were going to say that. That's why I asked.
Okay. You asked the wrong person.
It's all good. It's all love. I gotta be honest with you though, and I know it's been put on the shelf, but you know I missed Monday night. You know it's occupied now. Mm-hmm. You know there was a certain energy that we had that just was unparalleled. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. Yeah, so I just had to throw that out there. You know.
You know, like I said, it's good to be missed, you know what I'm saying? It's still there within you guys, but you guys carry that along with you in each and every program that you guys do. You know what I'm saying? We all learned from that program, and I see it in effect, you know what I'm saying? And what you guys did last night was a little bit of that. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the critiquing and things of that nature, the sharing of poetry. You know, sharing our creativity, what motivates our pen, things like that, you know.
Yeah.
So it's still there. It's still there. And it'll be back sometime soon.
Oh, yeah.
It's one way in one form or another.
Mm-hmm.
One form or another, you know.
So,
Miss Pearly. I meant to say, hey, Darnell. I'm sorry, I forgot. I meant to say, hey, Darnell.
You got to put a little bit more of that southern drawl on it.
I don't have that much in my stomach right now. Mm-hmm. I don't have that much strength to go that deep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. You're going to make me have an accident.
Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
I missed that, too.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. I know my brother over there going through it right now. I hear myself echoing poetic. So, Miss Pearly. Let me do this piece so I can make my way onto the platform. I mean, to the plantation.
Absolutely. Whenever you're ready.
Okay.
The mic is yours.
This piece actually I wrote while listening to and preparing to get on the mic at Let's Talk About It, hosted by Mr. Poetic, a couple of weeks ago. Was that last Saturday, I think? And I just wanted to do a repeat of performance because I like going back to this piece because it helps me. It's therapeutic to me. It reminds me. I forgot what the subject matter was. It was about naming your faults or something of that matter, you know. So I don't have a title for this, but if you know, it starts off with Here I Sit. So I think that's what it's called. I don't know Here I Sit. I don't know what it's called. But anyway, I'll go in. So here I sit under an unlit candle silhouette, reminiscing on some old feelings when a lit candle. When lit candles glow held so much meaning, getting emotional, self-evaluating the inner me, my inner being, my faults, this thing within me that I can't see, unable to, busy watching you, loving, caring for you, hard to see the cracks in me when all I see is you. I'm sure that I have a few. Everyone does. We all do. See, I think that I love too much. share too much, give of myself too much, worry about other people more than I do about me, myself. I talk too much. I ramble on too much, telling them that I love them too much. From the crack of dawn to the edge of night, because I did. And I can't help myself, because I love that shit, being knee deep in a relationship with my socks off. And I love telling them, maybe that was too much. I swear, sometimes I try to check myself, stop myself from saying it so much, my fault. But when it comes to love, I'm a repeat offender, criminal, huh? See, cause I love you. Repeatedly, over and over again, I felt like I had to tell her. Right now, I'm reflecting, wondering. In this dimmed room, lights turned down, looking in this mirror. In this mirror, trying to see the me that you see, love. Was it that I didn't like sharing misery with you, my problems, if I had them with you? Sorry then, my fault. I don't like sharing negativity with anybody. I'm used to dealing with things internally. Sorry. That didn't give you a chance to be there for me the way that you wanted to be, though. That I didn't see. That I didn't see or understand. My bad. I'm just that kind of man. My fault. I used to isolate, keep things to myself, shut down, but when you love someone, care for someone, when you're sharing life with them, there has to be communication. That's one fault. I had to learn how to communicate, but I still loved you anyway. Through the silence, showed you nonviolent. You should have known that I loved you. Words don't always need to be spoken when you're being showed them. But number one, that's number one. I'm filing that one. Filing that one. People that really care about you get hurt when feelings, they get hurt feelings when you're not willing to open up and share your problems. I don't even gotta be. It don't ever gotta be about romance. I figure as I stand reflecting in this mirror that is me, that the man I see cares too much. Gives too much of self, always there for someone else, no one else there for me. That's why I keep shit to myself. I'm not used to help, receiving help from someone else, but that's my fault. I'm addicted. I got a bad habit. I'm hooked on taking care of someone else. My fault. Maybe I cared too much. Maybe I gave too much, loved too hard, trusted so much. Maybe. My bad, my fault. So here I sit under an unlit candle silhouette, reminiscing my faults for real.
Yeah. If you did do that piece recently, it sounds even better this time. You know, you're another one I could just listen to over and over and over again. I'm trying to be like you when I grow up, man. Your pieces are so effortless. You're not just a poet, you're a performer. You always have been an entertainer, but you have this way of giving a performance that you can't help, but people can't help but keep their eyes on you. Keep their ears glued to your sound, what you're saying. Because all your pieces, man, they are just so dope. They're so awesome. And I really like this piece a lot. And I appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hey, Miss Pearlie.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. Thank you. I'm going to just say... One love, one mic, one love, again.
One love, one mic, one love. Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the CEO of Epiphany Radio. Man, bringing us that awesome peace, as usual. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give y'all another piece that I, just a little short tidbit of something that I wrote the other night, okay? And then we're going to, I'm going to try to give you the rundown for Epiphany. Hopefully, it'll be all right. This piece is called Complex Simplicity. I admit, life had me terrified until the day I looked in his eyes and he let me know that he knew who I was because the eyes of my heart wrote him into my story. And that's when love started growing, and I've nurtured it ever since. I see my love season in his eyes every day because he wrote his secrets in my skin with a very special quill. And I didn't have to rush my healing because he stays consistent so I can breathe with ease. I asked him how he found the patience to deal with me. Said no man knows what he can do till he's been tested. So when you love someone, you're impassioned. And in order to just enjoy life, sometimes you have to remove the lines that were drawn to make room for mistakes. That is where you find simplicity. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be right back after this. Welcome back. Welcome back once again, ladies and gentlemen. It is now 10:48. We have 12 minutes to get in here, get on the mic. We'll just listen some more until the Blog Talk maybe just cuts you off. I am going to try and give you the rundown for Epiphany's week ahead. Let's start with Monday night. We got King and Queen's Quarters with King Atterbury and Edwina Simmons. Tuesday night, we have Fly Speak with Mojave. Wednesday night, we have The Love Zone with myself, the Perla Negra, and my sexy, sultry-voiced diva, Ms. VIP. Thursday night, you have The Get Down, Poetic, and J-Rob, the Wise Son. Friday night, you have Renaissance Poetry with Keith Eric. Saturday night, you have Let's Talk About It, doing date night differently, with Poetic. And Sunday night, you have The Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration and Poetic. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this was an awesome show. I truly, truly appreciate everybody that came and called and listened and brought some spectacular poetry as usual. I love the individual, unique styles. Appreciate you guys for taking the time to support me. And just show some love. I'm going to give you one more piece for the night. And I'll probably take you out of here with another song. This piece is called No Doubt. Our love for each other is pure. Always has been. But he has an extreme for love making, and he in ways that create fantasies for my fantasies. And I love it. Crave it even. Now, we aren't perfect, but he is good to me. So there's times I've wondered, am I actually good enough? And if so, can I continue to be enough for him? I asked him once why he loves me like he does and how it is he can continuously make such passionate love to me. The answer he gave left no room for doubt. Because he said, it's simple. The art is the child of the artist, and he knows that my heart was created for him. That every part of me is his canvas. Not just my body, but my mind, my spirit, my soul. That near or far, our energies danced perfectly in sync, put my fear to rest because every time he touches me, it allows him to create. Yes, that piece. See what I can do for this. Yeah.
Moving on, you've been in my dreams, but for now, I couldn't figure out the reason, I kept asking God why, and now I'm receiving abundance of love, and I get it, but never could imagine.
My wildest dreams,
no, 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 no.
Did I think someone could care?
for me. Me. Just Brandy.
Thank you, thank you. Everyone that called in, thank you once again. Just listen, those that streamed online, thank you. The poetry was amazing by some amazing poets. Everybody, as I always say, get that good relationship going with yourself. You know, that's where spirit lies. Continue to love yourself and continue to respect and love one another. You know, and be practical and sensible, because these germs are still out here, still mess going on. But guess what? Life is still beautiful and to be loved. And I'm going to let y'all go. Y'all come back, man. Here. With that, I'm going to leave you with this.
What I live, yeah, and what I like, this where I'm from, yeah, and what I do, this what I love, yeah. How about you? I know you wanted me, yeah, feeling my energy, you.